This podcast may contain content that may be alarming or triggering to some listeners, including suicide, violence, trafficking, adolescent pregnancy, and homelessness. Please check the show's notes for more detailed descriptions and take care of yourself. Welcome to Red Bean Baby, where the only thing more New Orleans than red beans and rice on a Monday is Red Bean Baby, the podcast that discusses parenting at Covenant House. Red Bean Baby is your opportunity to hear conversation amongst those with lived experiences and subject matter experts on a variety of social justice and public policy issues. Covenant House New Orleans is dedicated to serving all youth with unconditional love and absolute respect, helping youth experiencing homelessness, and protecting and safeguarding all youth in need. I'm your host, Joya, a former resident and parent of Maternal Pathways at Covenant House New Orleans, bringing you all the guests and topics surrounding youth, life without housing, first-time parents, and so much more. So grab your cafe au lait and settle in for another episode of Red Bean Baby. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Red Bean Baby podcast. My name is Joya, and I'm your host, and I am here today with Kyla, who is a resident of Maternal Pathways. And for all of you all who don't know, Maternal Pathways is for first-time moms that offers education and wraparound services for first-time moms and babies. And how are you today, Kyla?
I'm doing good.
That's good. I just want you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your experience, and what first brought you to Covenant House.
I'm 21. I don't do a lot, but I kind of like, I dabble in a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I consider myself a inspiring entrepreneur.
As you should.
I'm going on 8 months pregnant, so I'm about to have my baby soon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a boy.
I was about to say boy or girl.
It's a boy.
That's good.
So this time I ended up with Maternal Pathways, very ironically. I'm not going to say it's a traumatizing situation, but let's just say me and my roommate, I'm like a clean freak.
Mm-hmm.
And she not so clean freak.
She didn't meet your expectations.
Yeah, she kind of attacked me for addressing something, and the hospital sent me straight to the Covenant House as the safest place.
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry for that. That's definitely unfortunate, and nobody should have to go through that. But I'm glad that Covenant House was an open door and a service for you during that time where you felt like you needed to be away from some very traumatizing things. As a young mother about to be, how is Maternal Pathways helping you?
They've given me doula services, offered me education, so I will be attending Delgado soon for surgical tech.
Yeah.
I just went on maternity leave, but they were helping me if I needed transportation back and forth from work.
Okay.
They offer food. If I needed food, they offer those. And it's really not what you would think it is. It's not like you bunked up with different people. It's really like an apartment that gives you a setting just for you and your child.
Okay.
So I was like, I was really excited when I seen it. They had the baby bed set up with a little changing station for the baby.
Yeah.
It has a lot. It's just a lot to offer. I was excited.
Well, that's good. And it also sounds like you being superwoman already. You working, you're in school, expecting a beautiful baby boy on the way. So that's very exciting. What are some challenges you felt like you faced before coming through Maternal Pathways?
At first I was afloat just until that situation happened with my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything started to, like, it made me panic because I'm already pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's like I can't be struggling and I got a baby on the way. But then when they told me about their program, and it offers, I think it's 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
18 months for you to get yourself together with your child as well. So I'm just taking advantage of the benefits.
As you should. We talked about that last time and how most young peoples, especially young moms, don't take full advantage of all of the services offered and how most people don't even know about the doula services. So that's really interesting. So are you planning to have a out of the hospital birth, or are you trying
I'm not going to do out the hospital.
but definitely natural.
I am going natural. I was going to do, after talking to my doula, I was going to go as long as I can without epidural.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to wait too long to the point where they can't give it to me.
I feel that I'm 3 times epidural over here. One, I probably shouldn't have got, but I got scared. So I was like, hey, we just going to do this. But I feel like that's really good that you have a doula that encourages you to meet where your body is at its max before you're like, hey, I can't go any further. And speaking of, what other services besides just having a doula does Maternal Pathways give to you? And also besides like the apartment and everything, like what other resources do you gather from Maternal Pathways?
They assist well with college. I was planning on going to college, but she kind of like helped me just put my foot forward in it.
Mm-hmm.
My case manager, Miss Kenise, that's the woman who actually like, she's very encouraging to want to help us be better as we grow up, as we grow into the young mothers that we are.
Okay.
So I'm like, I might be a little troublesome, but
worry a little sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not big problems. I'm not that bad.
Look, that's okay. You ate, and you had some. That's all that matters. That, you know, just a little snack every once in a while.
Yeah, maybe very
every
helpful.
Hour on the hour.
They check on me. I think I probably got chastised a few times for going down the stairs too fast because I'm in the upstairs apartment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, we shout out Miss Kenise for making sure the baby got down the stairs. Okay, because that's what we here for, making sure the babies and the moms are okay. So tell us a little bit more about your experiences through Covenant House. Like, besides the doula and college and all of the great benefits that you get for not only yourself, but for your baby to come to make yourself comfortable, even like outside of Maternal Pathways.
Well, I originally went to the Covenant House when I was a minor. I was 17. I was only there for half a year, I want to say. Because the Covenant House is what you make it. If you're not wanting to go there and try to build yourself up as a person, you're not going to be able to get nothing out of what they offer. So I put like my whole time there, and I know Mr. Greg can tell you, I was one of the people who stayed in a uniform.
Yeah.
When I didn't have a job, I didn't have a lot of experience, but as I was there, I went to Liberty's Kitchen and I got my culinary CERFSAE certification. After that, I kind of stuck to working in the kitchen. Okay. I had 3 jobs while I was in the Covenant House, so they never seen me out of uniform. And I had got my first apartment before my 18th birthday.
Wow.
I stayed in there for 2 years, 2.5 years. And then I had, you know, it's a lot going on.
But that's okay. And I'm glad you said that because I actually know you from Liberty's Kitchen. And shout out to Grandpa Greg. But yeah, like, it is what you make it. And I'm glad you said that because there are a lot of young mothers, a lot of young people in general who take the wrong advantages from certain things.
Well, they might feel it's supposed to be a handout, and I don't feel that way. Because you're only going to go so far if you have a certain motivation for yourself.
Girl, you about to make me cry. Don't do that up in here. But I really, that's something to not only appreciate, but that's something to admire about you. Like, you never gave up. You never let your circumstances be your end result. Like, you took what was given to you and you made what you can make out of it. And whether that was you got 3 jobs or 1 job, you said, okay, I don't know what I'm doing in life right now, and I'm going to take this path to make sure that I have a better lifestyle, not only for myself, but now my child on the way. Yeah. And that is definitely remarkable. And that's something completely commendable from you as well. And I know you talk about like Mr. Greg and Miss Kenise and all of these support systems. What support systems do you have still right now in Maternal Pathways and outside of Maternal Pathways?
Well, in maternal pathways, I think all the women there are great support systems for all the young women who do stay there. Okay. And I'm kind of building a friendship. I'm not very friendly, but I'm building a friendship with some of the other moms that are there.
That's good.
And outside of it, just my baby father.
Yeah, well, that's good. And that's great. Shout out him as well.
And my grandparents, grandparents.
We need more men in our children's lives. But I'm glad that you are forming those bonds. And don't say you're not friendly. Everybody's friendly to, like, a small extent.
A small extent. I'm going to give you a small extent.
And trust me, those relationships, like, y'all will really learn to love each other. Like, I have still to this day so many friendships just out of Covenant House alone, where it's like, you know what, we came through this together, and now look at us. I got friends that are going through nursing school. I got friends that are going being great moms, like, you know, and making sure they're in every aspect of their children's lives, and then I'm in every aspect of my children's lives. So it just makes sense that, you know, y'all found each other in the place y'all found each other. So I just know your baby is gonna have so much love, not just from the parents and the grandparents, but from the quote-unquote TTs of the maternal pathway. So I'm very happy for you in that. And then what's some things you just want people to know about you, and where Kyla has been and what Kyla has going on?
Well, I ain't been too open about myself. Kyla has dug into... I've been diving back into my art. I recently drew a Mother's Day piece. Mm-hmm. It's a great drawing. I wish I would have bought it with me. I think I got a picture of it. I'll show y'all after.
Yeah. I would love to see that.
I went back into that. I write music, like, here and there, but it's more, it's not what you hear on the radio. It's
good.
More,
but good.
It's more towards, like, inspirational for women that's in my age group, or women who are coming into age. And it might just be for the youth who don't have their parents there all the time. Because I wasn't always with my parents all the time. I'm a gumbo baby. I was everywhere. It was no permanent place. I've been with multiple family members in multiple different places. I know I planned that after I had my baby, I was going to go work for my grandfather. Because he owns Free Me Bail Bonds on Tulane.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to give me an office job.
Look, that's all right, something sitting down.
And it got me out. I haven't done any type of drugs since I've been pregnant or drinking, so I'm going all healthy. And he requires a completely clean employee, so I'm going to be clean for the rest of my little life.
Well, that is amazing.
I think I done had all my fun for my 20s.
Hey, that's how we usually go through it. I know for my, not even my 20s, like my early teens, I was like, I used to go on bourbon and all type of stuff. And I was just like, I done did it all. So by the time I turned 21, I'm like, I don't want to go to no casino. I don't want to drink. I don't want to do this. So it definitely, like, when you maturing, you definitely be like, I don't want to do none of that no more.
That's how my sister is. She said I was 21 when I was 15. Yes, you were. And I was 15 when I was 15. I was scared.
And I like something you said, and I don't know, we might have to trademark that or copyright that so nobody don't steal that, but you said you were a gumbo baby. I have never heard that in my life, and that makes so much sense to me. Like you said, I was a little here, I was a little there, and even though, you know, like I tell people, my mama wasn't a bad mama, she just didn't have the support I feel like she needed, but I can relate to that in some way. Like, growing up, it wasn't a, oh, you know, just stay home, it's okay. It was like, I want to go here, so I'm going to sleep over here. I want to be there, so I'm going to stay over there. So, in a way, we don't even realize we all was probably a little bit of gumbo babies instead of red bean babies. So, I definitely relate to that. But I love the journey that you're going through. And from one mother to another mother, I just want you to stay focused. And I know it's hard for us not to, like, think about where we're gonna be as parents, but don't let that overwhelm you. Like, you're a great person, you're an amazing woman, you've grown so much from what we're just talking about, where you've been to where you are now. So just, that's my little words of encouragement. Like, be easy on yourself and just take this slow and enjoy these first couple years, because I'm telling you, by the time you have him to like next week, he gonna already be two. So
I feel like in a couple weeks he gonna be here.
Yeah, the time gonna pass by so fast. But aside from that, and you being a new mom, after you have your baby, what's some things you thinking about? I know we said the bail bonds, but like, what's some real like stuff that you like? I see myself doing this.
Starting and my own businesses.
Okay,
like, I have one in mind. I think I started a GoFundMe for it. It was to open up a daycare for young mothers and probably teens who have children but still want to get themselves together.
I love that.
I was gonna have it open from Monday through Saturdays, closed on Sundays from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. to give people time to be able to like come and get your kids.
Yeah.
And if I have a car by then, I will offer transportation services.
Oh wow.
I wouldn't do deposits, because I know deposits kind of, they make people second guess.
Yeah,
because it makes me second guess.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't do that, but I would like charge for the transportation if they have to come after the hours.
Yeah. Okay, that's really, really dope, especially since like right now childcare is like the hardest thing for people to go back to work and get jobs and go to school and stuff. So I feel like, and what's the GoFundMe?
I gotta pull it back up.
Well, it don't matter. We gonna definitely figure that out so people can go and donate to that. I want to donate to that because you might have my kids while I need to go to work, you know?
Yeah.
But that's definitely something interesting.
That's one business. The other one, I was gonna start cooking again. Like, okay. I haven't stopped cooking, but I want to do things, but from scratch. Okay. So I've been looking up a lot of different ways to make my own bread from scratch, butter from scratch. Whatever I want to make,
yes,
I will make it from scratch and I will sell it. And I can't make meat from scratch. But when I sell my plates and all and I do my advertising, I will push it as hard as I can.
Yeah, like locally sourced. You know, something like that. That's really, really great, especially the way food is happening nowadays. But that's a totally different story. That's probably for some other time. But that, all of that is really commendable. And what advice can you give to somebody who is also either in your situation or coming through where you said you've been, for them to start their own business or to be a better mom?
I feel, instead of giving up on yourself and feeling like the world is against you, you always gotta go through the storm to get through the storm.
That's a word. That's a word right there. Like, that need to be on a t-shirt, for real. Again, I can't say how proud I am of you enough, especially, like, seeing where you come from in, like, the culinary field. And you were, like, so excited to be in the kitchen learning new stuff. And now to see you sitting in front of me and you're a young woman about to have a baby, like, that, to me, like, says a lot about not only just the work that the people do at Covenant House, but, like, how far you actually go with that. And like you said, just taking all of those resources and utilizing them to your full potential. So I'm very happy for you. I just need you to know that. I'm extremely happy for you. And then just wrapping up, one thing that you could say that you love about New Orleans.
The music.
Mm-hmm.
And the museums. I love all the museums we have. Like, have y'all been to the Jazz Museum?
Yes. I have. I love the Jazz Museum. And, of course, now you get to go to the Children's Museum. And hopefully I'll see pictures of you with your little baby and he in the big bubble inside the Children's Museum or inside the grocery store.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's dope, though. And I agree, definitely the music. Well, Kyla, it was such a pleasure talking with you and having this conversation and getting your perspective on every single thing that you have going on from the beginning to hopefully not the end, because hopefully we'll be staying in touch with you even after your baby is born. And also, we are going to link Kyla's GoFundMe, and her art will be on the website at www.covenanthouseneworleans.org. So y'all can go and check that out as well. And again, thank you so much for coming. And that concludes this episode of the Red Bean Baby Podcast. We hope to see y'all next episode.